Glenn Ford is the executive editor of BlackAgendaReport.com, and we spoke with him from the DLC, or from the DNC, rather, in Philadelphia on Tuesday. Glenn, looking at what's been happening here at the Democratic National Convention, certainly with the heavy hand of the Democratic Leadership Conference and the Clintons, what's your view on what's likely to emerge from here and what's likely to happen going forward?
Well, there's what I'd like to see happen and what will probably happen. We'd like to see as big a walkout as possible by the Bernie Sanders supporters, a kind of thumbs down by those who are on the inside of the hall to give permission to do the same to those millions outside who would then seek some way of political expression outside of the two-party duopoly.
Mm. And in terms of the landscape out there, what do you see?
Well, I know, and I'm not in Philadelphia, that there are plenty of protesters there, but if we're talking about the general mood in the land, we know that the duopoly political system is suffering from a crisis of legitimacy, which simply means nobody trusts them, nobody believes that they have the authority to rule. And that's what's really reflected in these polls that show that these two candidates are the least liked, least trusted major party nominees ever assembled in the United States, at least in the electronic age. It's not just about Trump. It's not just about Hillary Clinton. In fact, in regard to Hillary Clinton, most of the folks who say they don't trust her can't name too many specific reasons why. They really don't trust the system. And that's the mood that's out there in the lands. But this duopoly arrangement prevents folks from seeking alternatives. And we see that being acted out now, where we have amassed about 45% of the Democratic Party, which finds itself basically shut out of decision-making, shut out of even of real substantial recognition by the other 55% of the delegates representing the 1% who actually control the Democratic Party. But that's only a reflection of what goes on in U.S. society as a whole. It's a society in which huge majorities have wanted single-payer for more than a generation. Huge majorities think that the corporations run things and they don't like it, but they can't do anything about it through their elected duopoly representatives. Huge majorities don't want these wars that the United States wages against the world, but we get them anyway. We seem to get more of them under Democrats, if you really tote up the score, than among Republicans. But people don't have a major impact on what the state does under this duopoly arrangement, because both parties are controlled by the same folks, the same 1%.
One of the interesting things that I saw happen a week and a half or so ago was this interview of President Bashar al-Assad by one of the NBC reporters who was trying to bait him basically into saying that he preferred Trump over Clinton, but was asking, what do you think of the U.S. presidential election? And he asked him like five different ways. And Assad kept saying, I don't think about it. He said, what comes out of their mouth during a campaign, and this is an historical fact, I've been watching it a long time, he said, has nothing to do with what happens once they take office. You'll have a new president January 20th. They'll implement a policy and then ask me what I think of the policy. That's kind of coming home to the people here, where they don't trust politicians at all. They don't trust the system they work for at all. What can they do instead? I mean, the third party, fourth party thing doesn't seem to be catching on yet, although they're getting a lift for sure. But in terms of
Yes, that was an amazingly imperial-minded interview. It turned my stomach. You know, people are social animals, and they are fearful to act if they don't think that they have company. And what the corporate media does is to give a false rendition of the world, which tells folk that if they have major objections to the way the society is run. They are in such a distinct minority that if they step out, well, at the very least, they'll be embarrassed. So that's the role that the corporate media plays. It makes people who are in opposition, who may complain to their family members and their friends, it makes them think that they would be seen as crazy if they take it further. That's why it's important that people demonstrate. And not only does it make you feel good, not only does it send a message to power, even if power does not respond, but most importantly, it tells other folks who feel the way you do that they're not alone, that they're not crazy, that there really is something to be vehemently and aggressively opposed to. And that's why it's important that these delegates for Bernie Sanders act out their opposition for the benefit of people who feel the same way, who are not in that hall and can't do it.
Yeah. And on that point, finally, the Republican Party, for whatever Trump represents or may end up representing, is done in the terms of the old coalition. And the Democratic Party appears to have fractures in it, and if I'm hearing you right, you're advocating to push those fractures so that it also is over with. What will people do next once these things are taken down, if they can be taken down?
Well, the first thing to do is to further the process of decay of this duopoly that is not seen as legitimate by most of the American public. The next stage of struggle is quite hard. It means building parties or building up small parties like the Green Party into organizations that can really make pressure against power, mostly not in the electoral arena, because that's only one small part of politics, but vehicles that can express people's rage and codify that rage and come up with common principles and programs to change the situation. That's hard. Party building is hard. The duopoly system is designed to snuff that process out before it even begins. Now's the time for it to begin.
Glenn Ford, thank you very much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.